don't take your eyes off of the sky. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the videos of the China sky, the red sky, the blood sky. I don't know if y'all have seen the videos. I'll have to put one of the videos in, but
no.
Of the blood sky. You got the people there in China all videoing with their phones saying, what is this? What is this? Why is our entire sky red? And you heard of some people had talked about in 2012 when their sea had turned red as well. But their sky just overnight just turned red. It was just bloodshot red, right? And then, you know, the video started to go viral. So their government, along with the governments of the world, came up with an excuse for why it happened. And they said that that there was a ship docked somewhere that had bright red lights, and that the sky of China, the China city, that city that night had a lot of fog in it. So the bright lights from that ship is what lit up the entire sky, blood moon red like that. Oh God, I'm going somewhere right now. Acts 2 and 19. I will show wonders in the heavens above. Listen to this. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire, billows of smoke. Look at this. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Don't take your eyes off the sky. Don't. Oh, this is going to get good. Don't take your eyes off the sky. Is that our sun in the sky right now? Is that the same sun? Is that 2020 sun the same sun that was the sun in the sky in 2019? Do you know what I'm talking about? I have seen at least 100 videos of other people saying exactly what I'm saying right now, but you probably ain't never even heard me say this, but is that the same sun?
To all my people that look at the sun and sun gazers out there, that's not the sun, yo. What did they do with our sun? Our sun is usually orange, bro. What is that?
You have to be blind by now to not notice that this is not our old sun anymore. They keep trying to blame this on huge forest fires. But the moon was red like this tonight, too.
That sun looks different, right? I'm talking about the sun in our sky. It looks different. I've seen a video even of a guy, he put a telescope up and he looked up and he's showing it's something behind the sun and in front of it. He's saying that the sun, the original sun, is black, and then this new sun, Bill Gates' sun that's up there, it's reflected. It ain't even orange no more. Y'all don't remember? Look up. Don't look. What did I say? Don't take your eyes off the sky. Look up real quick, right? But the sun definitely is not the same sun. And we all heard the rumors about Bill Gates having a son and said that he was going to put his own son up. Could it be possible? Could it be possible that our current sun is dark before the coming of the great day of the Lord, and that the governments have put Bill Gates' son up there? Listen to me real good, right? Could it be possible that the farmers have not been able to grow crops since all of this judgment has started in 2020? Could it be possible that the farmers have not been able to grow crops, and that the food that you see in the grocery stores right now is from the United States reserves, and that the entire world governments are panicking because they're putting all their reserves on the shelves at Walmart and at Walgreens, right? That those are just reserve food and currency and groceries on the shelf so that you don't panic. So that you believe that they still have some type of control and that everything is going to be okay. But could it be possible? I mean, I'm just asking a question. But the scripture says that the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. The sun will be turned into darkness. I can't get off that point. and the moon in the blood. The sky red, a red sky. The sun in the darkness before the coming of the glorious day of the Lord.
Have a solar filter on the end of it. I have three layers of tape on it. No light coming in. As you can see, I have something over the aperture and the eyepiece and the camera right now. As you can see, we're looking at the sun. Look at all the nice little trails everywhere. So let's go underneath here and take a look and see what we got. Now we are looking at the sun. But that is not the sun. Wonder what that is. I'm looking directly at the sun.
Besides the sun, right? Besides that sun, is which is definitely 100% not our sun. I don't know if our sun is still back there and they put another sun in front of it some days. I don't know what's going on. None of us know, right? Because they lie so much to us, right? They don't want us to even look up to even see it, right? But besides the sun, right? Listen to this. Besides the sun, y'all know this to be true. And I know y'all know this to be true. Doesn't it seem like time has been going by so quickly, right? Doesn't it seem like the days are just flying through? It feel like just yesterday it was 2020. Now we look up and we are halfway through 2022 and literally about to walk into 2023. We 3 years, almost 3 years into this. Doesn't that seem like time has just been blowing by, right? Oh, Daniel 7 and 25, he will speak against the Most High. Oh, he gonna speak against Yahuwah. He gonna speak against Elohim and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. And try to change the set times and the laws. Look what it says, the holy people will be delivered into his hand for time, and times and a half. That's a precept that goes with Revelations, oh God. I believe it's Revelations 13:5, which talks about the 3.5 year, that time and a half. But we'll talk about that some other time. In Ecclesiasticus 43, the Bible talks about how God has given us the moon, the sun, and the stars as for times and for seasons. If they wanted to change time, well, they would definitely have to change what we are seeing in the sky. And everyone, if you speak to anyone, everyone says that they feel like time is being sped up. And I mean, the day is just going so quickly. I guarantee you, if somebody was to count 60 seconds normally for 24 hours a day, I guarantee they might get something differently right now. But we get into that some other time. But it says that he seeks to change the set times, right? So the time that it already was, he seeks to change that. Doesn't it seem like time has changed? Look up at the sky. Doesn't it seem like that? I know you feel that same feeling that I have. And if you, I don't know if some of y'all have seen this, but the revelation has came out also. Right, it has been revealed to us also in these last days. As they say, shut up the book until the end, and then it's going to be revealed to you that in Ethiopia, it's 20. They 8 years back. So in 2020, in Ethiopia, it was 2012. Right. So we're on the Gregorian calendar, and they got an Ethiopian calendar where they trying to follow God's laws, the time, the way that He said He's supposed to follow. So in 2020, it was technically 2012 for them. Wow. Lining up precisely with the Mayan calendar that said the world would start to end, the judgment would start, and the world would end. That'd be the end of the world in 2012. This is deep. This is deep. Oh God, don't take your eyes off the sky. Don't take your eyes off of the sky. And remember in that movie, the movie that created 2012, the only continent that wasn't destroyed was Africa. Don't take your eyes off of the sky. Y'all have to excuse me. I had an injury playing around, messing around, and messed up my leg. So I've been out of commission for a while, but we're going to get through this message. My last point, the earth is flat. The earth is flat. We are living in a dome. Every rocket, every missile that you've ever seen shot up to the sky is doing that. It's hitting a dome and they're trying to break through a dome. Listen to me good, because the Bible confirms this 100% with scriptures that we are living in a dome and that the earth is flat. Genesis 1:7, and God made the firmament. Listen to this. And divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. Wow. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and evening and morning were the second day. In some other translations, it says that God called the firmament sky, which is exactly what he's talking about when he mentions heaven right here in this verse. So that the Bible says that God separated the waters below, which is the sea, right? From the waters above, which is the sky. So we are living in a dome or some kind of a controlled environment. We're living on a flat earth according to the Bible. Look at this next verse. This is good. 2 Esdras 4:7. And he said unto me, if I should ask thee how great dwellings are in the midst of the sea. Listen to this. Or how many springs are in the beginnings of the deep. Or how many springs are above the firmament, or which are the outgoings of paradise? How many springs are in the deep, the water, right? How deep does it go? How many springs are above the firmament in the sky? This is literally what the scriptures is talking about. It was so crazy.
So where are you right now? Think you're in a globe spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That globe is spinning around the sun at 60,000+ miles an hour. That solar system is flying sideways through the galaxy at 500,000 miles an hour, and that galaxy is going through the rest of the universe at millions of miles an hour, and you feel nothing. In reality, you are actually in a giant planetarium / terrarium / soundstage / Hollywood backlot that is so big that you and everyone you know and everyone you've ever known never figured it out.
What is so crazy is, I'm telling you, if you spoke to a small child, you would get this. That's why the scripture, what Christ said, that you got to become like the children, right? Because you got to almost bring your mind back to like the children, how you would have thought if you was a little kid and you just looked up there and you saw it raining, you would say, yeah, it got to be coming from somewhere, right? It ain't coming from them clouds, that's for sure. What's so crazy, if we've allowed science, the so-called wise men, the doctor, the so-called experts of this world, to convince us through indoctrination and education in school, one, that we're living on a ball, and it's a spinning ball of water, a spinning ball going 6,666 seconds, we're spinning that fast. What, are you insane? Right, we have to be on crack to even believe some of the stuff they've told us. If you still believe that right now in the last days, but check this out. They tell us that rain is coming from the clouds, right? And almost every single person watching this broadcast, 100% for sure, has been in a plane before and been above the clouds and saw the rain still coming. The earth is flat. Look at this next verse, 2 Esdras 6:41. Upon the second day, thou madest the spirit of the firmament and commanded it to part asunder. Listen to this. And to make a division between the waters, that one might go up and one might remain beneath. So God made divisions between the waters, that one might go up, so some water is up, and then the other water might remain beneath. It is insane for us to have believed this all these years, especially with the Antarctica Treaty that all the nations have signed. It's definitely suspicious. Right. At least I can't believe we believe it. But don't take your eyes off the sky. Don't take your eyes off the sky. I've been in a little bit of a rut lately, finding myself watching more of the NBA playoffs than focusing on the kingdom of God. I've been in a little bit of a rut lately, finding myself spending more time watching YouTube videos than in prayer with our Lord Yahuwah. I hope y'all hear me right now. But then God put this message on my heart. It's a stop you in your tracks word. It's a fulfilling word. It's a comforting word. Oh, come on, somebody. It's a word that should answer all of your questions. It's a word that should silence all of your fears. Because this word proves that we are living in a controlled environment. Do you hear me? Right? We are living in a controlled environment, a dome, a flat earth. They don't know. They listen to this. The government don't even know, what's all the way at the bottom of the ocean, and they don't even know what's all the way at the top. There's something out there. Right? They don't know what's out there beyond the firmament. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. We are living in a controlled environment, but not a controlled environment by the computers. Not a controlled environment by the iPhones or Wi-Fi. See, the government, that's their goal, to make you think they're in control. That no, we know exactly what's going on. Oh, you can just Google it and find out, right? To make you believe that they have all the answers. But they have no idea. Oh, this is so good. They have no idea. We're not controlled by the governments, but we are controlled by something that we can't see. We live in a controlled environment by something that is not even known to the so-called wise men. Oh, help me right now. But there is something outside of the firmament. There is something outside of the sky that the rockets, the missiles they keep shooting, can't break through. There's something outside of that. There's waters above us, and there's waters above us and waters below us. Oh my goodness. Y'all, if all the waters above us fell on us right now, we would all drown and die. Who's keeping back the waters? Who's keeping back the waters? There's more water on earth than there is land. This goes back to the indoctrination that they've given us in all of our schools. It is complete BS and indoctrination. There's more water on this earth than there is land. If we was on a ball, the water would swallow us up. Who's keeping back the waters? It is literally, I'm talking about basic common sense. If I'm talking about what you can see with your own eyes, it doesn't even make any sense. It makes zero sense. That the water sometimes comes out and it floods, Hurricane Katrina, it floods all of New Orleans, and then it decides to go back and just stay in place. Oh God, when there's water, the earth, I think, what is 85% water? Only a little bit of land this small? Even the little islands? And just stay off the islands. Go ahead, stay off that. What? How is this possible? It's scientifically impossible. Who is keeping back the waters? Not the governments. Listen to this, Job 38 and 33. Do you know the laws of heaven? Oh my God. Do you know the laws of the sky? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with the flood waters? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you? God said, do they report to you? Do you know the laws of the heaven? You don't even know the real laws of nature. Oh, they don't want this, right? There's something powerful, all powerful out there. Don't take your eyes off the sky. There's something that created the materials that they use to create their iPhones. Don't take your eyes off the sky. There's something out there that made the wood that they built the structures of your houses with. Don't take your eyes off the sky. There's someone who the lightning reports to. There's someone holding back the waters. There's something out there that cannot be explained. Don't take your eyes off the sky. Oh, this is good. Don't take your eyes off the sky. Don't take it. Don't take it. Lord, I thank you. Yahuwah, I thank you. Elohim, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. So I want y'all to do me a favor, right? When you find yourself going down the rabbit hole of, you know, government conspiracies, when you find yourself depressed, when you find yourself, you know, stressing over money or, you know, career opportunities or, you know, relationships or whatever problems that you have here on earth, when you find yourself wondering about what will you eat or not eat, food shortages and famine, where you will travel or not travel, when you find yourself worried or doubting, I want y'all to do me a favor. And I want you to look to the sky. I want you to look towards the heavens. Oh God, help me. As a reminder that if the waters above ever fail, all you've ever known, all and everyone that you've ever known, everything that you have that has ever existed in your life would be destroyed. Everyone would be killed. If you look to the sky and you notice the waters above, people even look through the telescope and they say, well, it looked like you're looking through water when you, you know, if you look through a telescope through water and then you look through it up there, it looked the exact same, but then they will come up with an excuse they'll give you, right? But if you know the Lord, if you know his word to be true and you believe his word, so when you see the waters above, Lord, I thank you. It should be a reminder how your problems are not even problems at all. They're created problems. Because if those waters was ever to fall, y'all don't hear me. How your life isn't even a life at all. It's a fictitious life. It's a make-believe life. Your life only exists as long as whatever is holding back the waters allows for it to exist. Oh God, I'm preaching to somebody. Yo, everything you have only exists as long as whatever is out there that's holding all of this back and continues to go ahead and hold it back. Mm-mm-mm. I want you to look to the sky before you do anything as a reminder that the true power of this world is whatever is outside of that firmament. And we all know that, obviously, to be the Lord himself, Yahuwah, Elohim. And God promised us in Genesis 9 that he would never destroy the world again by water. That he would never allow the floodgates to open. That he would never allow the firmament above to open completely to combine with the firmament below, which would drown and kill everything here on this planet. Imagine if the world knew that to be true. You would live your life differently daily. They got us paying bills for stuff they don't own, for nothing that ain't even theirs. They have created environments of control. Oh God, this is good. This is good. But the next time, before you do anything, I want you to look to the sky. And I want us to, we should be thankful for his mercy. We should be thankful for his grace, for his goodness. We give the devil too much credit. We give election results too much power. We worship what man creates, but we do not worship he who created the materials that man uses to create. We worship the creation and not the creator, as the old pastor used to say. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Wait a minute. Don't take your eyes off the sky. For the Lord himself will come down from the sky, from heaven, with a loud command. Oh, okay. Didn't it say in Job 35, who has a voice that can command the waters to hold back? Who has a voice that can, who does the lightning report to? They said he coming with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. Listen to this, or the trumpet, with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Oh, he got power over even the dead. See, this real power right here. He got power even over the dead. See, when you know that you live in a controlled environment and there's something standing outside of the firmament, that thing can just, it can move things in any kind of way that it wants inside of the firmament because it created all of it, and all of it, it comes. Oh, y'all got to understand what I'm saying. It said the dead in Christ will rise first. He controls even the dead. Oh, this is good. After that, we who are still alive and our left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. This is what? This is crazy. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Do not take your eyes off the sky. Yahuwah, we thank you. God, we thank you for your correcting word, bringing us back to you, centering us back on you. What does the scripture say? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all things will be given to you. Bringing us back to seeking you first. Money doesn't even matter. Y'all should see, I be going to work every day, grinding. I gotta make more money. Money doesn't even matter. If the firmament was let go, if whoever is holding back the waves decide to not hold them back, when the lightning reports to him, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, when it all comes from him, when you know that there's something standing outside of the firmament, when you know that you live in a controlled environment, does it even matter? Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, your correcting word, your centering word, your comforting word. We're so grateful to just be called one of yours. We're so grateful to be chastised by you, that you think of us enough to correct us, to bring us back, to chasten us back to you. We are so thankful for that. We're so thankful. We love you and we honor you above all things. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, talk to y'all soon. Shalom. Shalom. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please go to my ministries page at ministries.leodunson.com and you can subscribe there where you will receive unreleased videos and also exclusive content that's never been released and things that I try to elaborate more on in discussions that I am attempting to have on my ministry page. So if you would like to support my ministry, please go to ministries.leodunson.com. You can also Cash App Leo Dunson. Thank you to everyone who has sent Cash Apps. Thank you to everyone who has went to leodunson.com/donate. I specifically want to shout out Corey Jones. I shouted him out in another video, but I specifically want to shout him out. Thank you for your generous donations and gifts. They have been received. And thank you to everyone. I mean, literally, there's a laundry list. I can't even name everybody. Maybe I'll do a video one day and just thank you. But I'm definitely going to send you guys some emails and some calls. And I really, truly appreciate your generous gifts. Again, I really do. That's ministries.leodunson.com. May the glory of God, his blessings, and his purpose be upon you. Shalom. Shalom.